biggest challenge facing the 4,483 settings around Ireland, and our 91 member settings are part of that large number. In Donegal, the absolute number one challenge is staffing, whether that's recruitment or retention. So the first step of our in our four asks that Early Childhood Ireland is asking the government to do in Budget 2025 is to name a date, if you will, when the state will take over the salaries of early years and school age care graduates and put them on the same status as primary education teachers, and involve those pay and conditions as part of public sector pay. That really needs to happen. It can't happen overnight. We're very aware of that. But for the 8,200 children who are in settings today, in Donegal, as part of 330,000 children nationwide, it's absolutely critical that the graduates who are caring for and educating them are receiving the same overall public service package of wages as teachers in primary school.
And another ask that you have in that is capacity planning, to make sure that all children have access to the same level of early years education.
Absolutely. And we hear stories in the Northwest and beyond of a very mixed picture. Parents will say, look, we'd no problem accessing a place. It was ready when we were ready as a family. And then you will equally find, again, across Donegal, across the country, parents who will say things like, when I found out I was pregnant, I told the creche before I told my family because I wanted to ensure that I had a place when we were ready, when my child was a year, year and a half or two. And what we're saying in Early Childhood Ireland is that we have seen that there are national and local 2-year and 5-year planning cycles in other countries. And we need to see that here in Ireland, both for centre-based care and education and for childminding.